Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City, the only podcast from Jandel. Don't forget your spacesuit.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Sonny Hollywood. All of his kids have graduated high school. Pony.
What's up, everybody? Happy Father's Day. And as you can see, we get pretty when there's no Joey or Brent.
Exactly. Oh, and man. Speaking of the pretty, there is Lee, the goddess of thunder, Westy. How you doing, Lee?
I'm great. I'm not a father. No. I have a father, though.
It was trick. It was a trick question. I don't know if anybody was going to notice. But thank you guys for coming out to Podcast Rock City Live. We do this every week at this time, 7 o'clock Eastern time, right here, whether you're watching on YouTube or Facebook. You guys get to come on here and type away and yell at us about how we're wrong about things, mostly Sonny. And thank you for doing it again this week. There is a whole lot to talk about, and we're going to have to just jump right in because we got an hour. So let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Every time I play that bumper, I always get like a copyright strike.
Do you really?
Yeah, but it
you
doesn't hurt
for 2 seconds.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt us.
Just speed it up a little.
No, I like it. I'm going to leave it the way it is, and it's fine. It doesn't count against us. That's the only thing. It says that it doesn't hurt us. It's just that if we made any money off of this, it goes to the people that wrote the song.
Okay.
I don't know what we don't make any money. All right. So lots to talk about. We're going to start with this right here. Let's see. Peter Criss made a big announcement, and I'm glad I'm wearing my glasses because this is really small. He canceled his shows at the Cutting Room, and we talked about it last week. Mm-hmm. This is what it says. I'm sorry I had to cancel the Cutting Room event. It's due to the overwhelming amount of people that got sick at the last outing I attended with the fans. I do not feel comfortable throwing an event at this time. I canceled meet and greets in the past because of the Delta virus was spreading and was highly contagious. All right, so here's basically this is the thing. I want you guys out there to know that, and this is how I feel about it, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, at Podcast Rock City 1.
The number
am I
one.
Doing this?
Yeah, that's fine. That's the number one. At gmail.com. I beat you. That's okay. At gmail.com. You can let me know if I'm wrong or not, but this is what I'm going to tell you. If you were not at Creatures Fest, in my opinion, you will never see Peter Criss live again because he's worried about something.
Pretty strong.
In my personal opinion, and I understand why, he is an older gentleman and this kind of a thing could hurt him, and he doesn't want not only to hurt him, but he doesn't want us to get hurt, even though really we don't care. If Peter gets on stage, we're going just like we went to the other thing. But I think that if this is going to be the reasoning why Peter doesn't do show, he's never going to do a show. I mean, not unless he tells everybody to come in wearing a mask and goggles. And it's just, do you guys, Sonny, do you agree or disagree?
I think the problem is that I don't think he can make money doing a show without meet and greets. So unless somebody comes to him and says, hey, we'll pay you the money that you would normally make with meet and greets, but you don't actually got to meet anybody. We can put you behind plexiglass or whatever. Then I think he'll be fine because he can make the money and it's worth it. But if only a third of the money is happening from the performance and the other two thirds is happening from meet and greets, that creates a problem.
Okay. So when I went to see his last show in at the Cutting Room, he didn't do meet and greets. He just met everybody for free. You just walked up. He signed something. He took a picture. He wow. did not do bumpers. I know that for a fact. But he signed everybody's stuff and said hi to everybody and took pictures with everybody, every last person. So I don't know how, like, really important that it, maybe it's important now compared to then. What do you think?
I don't know. I know the meet and greets he did at Creatures Fest, or the pictures, he was way behind the drum set, and they right. did, that would be okay, I think. I mean, that's very sure. distanced. He could do something like that. I don't know if I'm not going to say he'll never do a show again. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, though. I don't know.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
I mean, for me, I think that if he's going to go, I don't want anybody to get sick on my account. Well, dude, just stay home, because you can't even go to the grocery store without risking that you're going to get sick. Yeah. And I'm more concerned about him than I am me. You know,
but at least he gave a reason, right? He didn't let us spin or give us a reason that wasn't accurate and then give us a different reason.
He's being honest.
Right?
Yeah.
He's being honest right out of the gate.
And I don't blame him, really. I mean, some people are like really scared about it, some are over it. I mean, it's personal, really. Mm-hmm. And he's, like you said, an older guy, he's been through breast cancer, and you know, I don't blame him.
No. Really. I'm saying the same thing. I don't blame him. Mm-mm. What I'm saying is it's going to be hard pressed for Peter Chris to do a show mm-hmm. and not worry that somebody's going to get COVID. It's still happening. You know, we just had Creatures Fest. He mentioned in the thing that a bunch of people got it. We do know that a bunch of people got it. We know a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. You know, but for the most part, it seemed like everybody was good. I didn't hear too many people say, I didn't hear anybody say they wound up in the hospital. You know, for the most part, it was either a cold or a bad cold.
And it seemed mostly to be artists than it was fans. Right. Mm-hmm. So you have to assume that maybe the green room had something going on. I don't know.
Hmm. That's possible.
Someone insinuated on my picture with Chip Zanuff that he had it. Cause he's like, you better go get tested for COVID. Someone said, I said, why? Cause it was a picture of me and Chip. He's like, because hey, that guy had COVID. I'm like, how do you know?
Maybe did he announce that he did, or
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh,
well, Chip just kind of, you know, that look, right? So because of that look, people think he's got everything.
Well, that's my take on it. My take is that, you know, Peter, if you want to do some live stuff, you're just gonna have to get out there and do it. I believe firmly. I did a poll on the on our Facebook page and asked if Peter Chris is playing close to you and he does a few dates, would you go? Overwhelmingly, it was like 60 people to 4 said, yes, I'm going to see Peter Chris. Sonny, I don't even have to look. He was one of the 4. I don't even have to look. Were you?
What?
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know.
No, I was. I enjoyed Peter. My thing with Peter at Creatures Fest is there's certain things he did I thought were great. I just wish with Sister's Doll he would have done more upbeat songs. It just kind of drug down the energy. Everything else was great. I thought Peter was one of the MVPs there.
Wow.
To be honest.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Is there a reason he won't sing Beth anymore? Like, what is that?
Because he knows we're sick of it.
That's probably true.
It just seems weird to me, though, because that's like his thing. That's his song.
Yeah, that is his song. But maybe he did it because he knew everybody that was going to be there has heard it 100 times or seen it 100 times. Yeah. And he wanted to do something different, you know?
Good. Yeah, I agree. I just thought it was a little strange.
A little strange. One other thing in the news was if you guys saw that there was going to be a Greatest Show on Earth 2. I'm hoping, I don't know if we can get Andrew on here. It got canceled, and he put out a post, right, Sonny? And basically it said what? He got a letter from Kiss Management?
Yes.
Yeah, said, just the, you know, cease and desist kind of thing, desist. Right? And I think, you know, Andrew's riding the line, right? He's doing that thing that fans love. And the minute Kiss finds out that the fans love something that has Kiss connected to it, it's like, well, wait a second, then why aren't we doing it? I don't know.
And where's my cut?
There you go.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure he was making any money.
No, I know. I don't think he was either.
Yeah,
I think it gets past us sometimes, though, right? It's like he's doing it for the love and there's no money in it. But if Kiss sees or Gene sees that there can be money made from it, then he doesn't want anybody doing it either. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, that question right there, is it true that Vinnie Vincent's drum machine is doing a tour in 2023? That is part of our topic of the week. You're gonna have to wait in there. That's called the tease, y'all.
And that's true. Every hip-hop act out there right now has his drum machine, so you're good.
It's true. Jared said, yeah, that's how I took it. Glad he didn't play Beth, just the Kiss. Just like Kiss shouldn't be playing Rock and Roll All Night. Okay, he put a list of songs in there on the cruise.
Songs he's sick of.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. Jared plays them as Peter Criss. Yeah. Or the
Add I Love It Loud to that list, by the way.
Yeah. And War Machine. And at the very top,
guys.
On the top, it could be Say Yeah.
No one wants to hear that.
Here's a good question right here. It says, did they cease and desist my Dubai stuff? I'm still waiting on mine too. I'm so annoyed with that.
I think what's happening there, I figured out what happened there. Dubai's looking for their cut, and they ain't letting it go until they get their cut.
Probably.
Something's going on.
All right. There's just so much to talk about. I mean, this week, we gotta do a new text thread and add Lee, Sonny, because we so much stuff happens and we talk about it, and you got to be there for it because it's outrageous. No. And I promise you, Sonny, when you're posting videos of hot girls playing the piano, Lee doesn't care.
I don't care. I'm one of the guys. Everybody knows.
I'm going to be me the way I'm me.
Gotta be me.
Yes, absolutely.
Be yourself, please.
And Tatiana says, yes, say yeah, gots to go. that could be a whole show on its own. What songs need to go? I don't think we've done. Have we done that, Sonny? You're the historian.
We've done parts of it.
That'll be all right. Also, a couple of things on the 10th of next month, we've got our 9-year anniversary show. We have no idea what we're gonna do, which is why this show's been around so awesome and so long, and it's so awesome is because we fly by the seat of my pants, and it's big. They're big.
Are we talking about what Glenn put there? We're gonna talk about that next, right? Go back up to Glenn.
Okay, I'm going to Glenn.
The UK show.
Oh, about the UK. Oh, yeah, that's going to be in the next thing. Before we go, I wanted to show you guys. I got a Father's Day present. That's pretty
cool.
Oh, boy,
here we go. Lee, right. This is usually the pink polka dot version of the 1982
right.
bootleg limited, from limited. Spain. Yeah.
The corner was cut off, so it's really special.
Yeah, I only paid $233.33 because... You know, there's a chip in it.
All right, let's see it.
Okay, well, I already showed Lee, so she already knows, and she thought it was cool. I got the 12-inch. My son got me the 12-inch version of I Was Made for Loving You. I can't do this right.
No one wants to hear that for 8 minutes.
It's 8 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
One song, 8 minutes.
I Was Made for Loving You.
How can it be 8 minutes?
7 minutes, 54 seconds. On the other side is Charisma, but it's the regular length.
I thought you were going to say, weird. On the other side is the rest of the first Kiss album.
I love Charisma. I'll just say that. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. No, that's a great song. Here's the other thing. I went to the flea market today, and these are, Sonny, these send us all back, okay? K-Tel Records.
Wow. Yeah,
nice.
Do you remember K-Tel, Sonny?
Yes, I do. What's on that? It says Music Machine, right?
Music
What's on
Machine.
That?
Yeah. Okay, read us what it is.
Music Machine on here is, and I'm just going to tell you the bands. Andy Gibb, Casey and the Sunshine. Tell me which one of these doesn't fit. Andy Gibb, God rest his soul. Yes. Casey and the Sunshine Band. David Soul.
Oh.
David Soul.
Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah. Peter McCann. Silvers. And it's spelled S-Y-L-V-E-R-S. I don't know that band.
Silvers. I don't know.
Marvin Gaye. Gotta Give It Up. I've said that a few times. Let's see. Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis. Marilyn McCoo, wasn't she on Solid Gold too?
Solid Gold, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she with Andy Gibb?
I think for a while, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Wild Cherry. All right, that play that funky music. Bill Conti, ABBA, Kiss.
What?
Beth is on this.
Oh, record. No.
Is, that 70, is it 77? Is that when that thing's getting released? 76, 77?
Yes, it is 77.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, then there's this one right here. But look, it's like all future. It's got like a robot on it. And anyway.
That's how the future was going to be.
Yeah.
It really is. Then here's another one, Star Power. It's got Mecco, Foreigner, Firefall, Paul Nichols. I have no idea. England Dan and John Ford
Coley.
Oh wow!
Bay oh City my God! Life. We're at 78 now. Is that 78?
It was a good year.
It says it doesn't say, but all the songs that are on here are 77, and so it's probably 78. You're right, 78. So you get all the way to side two, Christine 16.
What? It's really odd.
So it was $3. I bought a single for $3.
That's awesome. Star Power.
I have a ton of those about this thick. If you laid them all down, all the K-Tel records, they're about that thick of just one song.
You are a sick man. You paid $3 for one song that you have 88 right. different ways on 88 different
that
things.
That you're never going to listen to.
No, I'm going to put it on right now. all right, enough of that. I'm sorry, you guys. I know that I like to tease about the garbage that I buy. Thank you, my son, for getting me that 12-inch. I don't know how he knew to get it for me. That's amazing. He just knew I didn't have it. Let's go ahead and get to the topic of the – or topics of the week.
Podcast Rock City. Topic of the week.
Yes!
All right. This week, there's a lot happening. I'm getting some feedback. Are you guys hearing me?
Yes.
Yeah, are you hearing me a second time? Okay, there's an echo.
Yeah, there's echo.
Okay.
I'm not getting an echo.
Oh, weird. Okay, let's see. So, Ace Frehley has canceled his European tour. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly why. I found out why, and it's because he's back in Kiss.
You don't know anything.
And he's gonna do 25 dates, you guys out there, and he just had to cancel them all.
Nah. I don't think so. So,
of course, we've been talking about what we think. I feel like I'm hearing somebody's headphones. Sonny, are you wearing headphones?
I got Raycons in.
Oh, okay.
I have headphones.
Okay, wait. All right, now I don't hear it. It's okay. All right, so I don't know. Maybe it's my own. So he canceled the tour, unforeseen circumstances. Oh, there's a cat behind you.
That's Domino.
Let's go ahead and just assume like or speculate what it is. I say it's because he's back in Kiss. Tommy's out. Ace is in.
We can dream.
Lee, what do you think?
We can dream of that, but I don't think that's true. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe there wasn't any money over there, or like we were talking about, the ticket sales were bad. I don't know. I can't imagine. COVID. I don't know. Could we could always blame COVID.
Yeah. Unforeseen circumstances. Yeah. Could unforeseen. Mean a lot of different things.
Yes.
You know, that's just the thing. It's like when you say unforeseen circumstances, if it wasn't like deeply personal, you'd just say.
Right. So vague.
Yeah. There, you know, this or that, or, you know, I haven't really heard from any of our listeners of why they've heard. You know, if you guys out there are in Europe or and you were going to see Ace, send us a message at podcastrockcity1. That's the number one at gmail.com. We'd love to know. Oh, look at this comment. Hey, maybe this makes sense. Jendel did not renew his passport. Sonny, what do you think it is?
Yeah, I don't think it's COVID, because I think if it was COVID, he would say so, right? There's enough people out there now that say, hey, I got to cancel because of COVID. And he knows that that's widely accepted, but you can't lie about it because these guys are celebrities and people are going to find out about that. So I would put my money on financial or travel issues. It's got to be either passport, et cetera, or he owes somebody money in Europe, or there's no money in Europe. There's got to be one of the two. I don't think it can have anything to do with the band. That band will live and die with Ace. If we were in Ace's band, we would live and die with Ace. It wouldn't matter if he didn't show up to practice or whatever. Who cares, right? Like, we would just ride it out until it kind of bucks us, because it's Ace and somebody's going to play with him. It might as well be me, right? So I don't think it's those guys. I think it has to do with travel or finances.
You sound like Tommy Thayer. I'm just saying that's
it's okay. True there too, right? They're gonna go with or without, so might as well be with me.
Matt Porter thinks all of Ace's guitars were stolen.
Come on, Matt. Didn't have to go there, Porter.
Yep. Stolen.
Yeah, we love Matt. If you guys don't get a chance to hear his show, it's called The Kiss Room. It's on every second Friday of every month at 3 o'clock. Make sure that, that's Central Time, I think. What's Philly time?
That's remember. Eastern.
Eastern? Okay, yeah. Yeah. But I'm not sure anyway, he'll tell me. There'll be a little thing here. But at 3 o'clock at my time is when I think I listen to it when I get a chance. So you guys check that out. Yeah, that's a tough one, man. I feel bad for the people that are there, you know, waiting for Ace to come. It's like all those people in Australia that have just been waiting for Kiss to come.
Disappointing.
It's very disappointing. And let's see, I'd say it's because he didn't have any warm socks for the UK weather. You know, he's always posting those pictures of
socks,
his feet.
Frehley, yes.
Socks Frehley. That is
awesome. But
that's the third time he's canceled in the UK. Like, you know, that gets Rat kept doing that to me here, and I absolutely hate Rat because of it. Like, you get to a point where it's just like, I'm done with you guys.
Until they schedule again.
Yeah. Although I ain't going back to Rat.
Steven Piercy can't sing at all anymore. That's another show.
Never could. Yeah. Never could.
Oh.
But at least kind of.
Yeah, at least kind of. Yes.
Back in the 80s, I love Rat. Love Rat.
All right, so let the speculation begin. You guys out there, send us emails and let us know. It says Ace is already promoting more US shows. So Josh Hefner said he's booking shows here. Ace is promoting meet and greets for U.S. shows coming up in July in place of European shows. So I guess
that's got finance and travel written all over it.
Yeah.
Need some money.
Yeah.
More meet and greets.
I would imagine, though, that in the UK, there's people that want to meet him and that guy.
Oh, sure.
Know.
Yeah, but we don't know what the rules are. Right. So we don't know what kind of COVID rules all these places have. And if that cuts into his money, that creates a problem.
Very good point. Okay. So the other thing that happened was, all right. So we talked about Paul Stanley getting busted for lip syncing last week. Sonny, we did not get your hot take on that. Yeah. Sonny, what was
Let's have it.
I don't care. I saw the video. I guess I'm seeing it through rose-colored glasses. I heard a backing track that was playing. And does that mean Paul's not singing? Okay, he's singing along to a backing track. So what? The guy's 70. He earned it. I don't care.
Yeah, it's really funny because there are quite a few people. Now, listen, and this is important. I want to make sure everybody knows. What I'm about to say does not devalue what word. Lee, you're the English major and professor. What word?
I'm just a grammar police.
I know. I have to be careful. Every time I put a post on Facebook, I'm like, oh, my God, is Lee going to correct me?
Asterisk your.
I've got that one down.
You have improved on it.
Yes, I have, because I know that somebody's watching me all the time.
Rockwell.
Okay, so, somebody's
watching. I always feel like somebody's
right.
Watching
me. Yeah, that was awesome. We should take that on the road. Okay, so just because I'm about to say something about some of y'all's opinions doesn't mean y'all are important. That's important to me because I'm just saying that there are a lot of people that were very upset that it did not bother us that Paul is using tracks. And I understand why some people are upset. Some people are upset because Gene ran his mouth about it and said, you know, this is, if you're doing this, then, you know, you're not really whatever. You know, me personally, I understand why Britney Spears would use a track. She's dancing and moving and gyrating, and it's very hard to sing.
Out of breath, yes.
Yeah, and I understand that. And I think most people, when they go, they know. And this is the problem, I think, with the Paul thing. However, Ace called him out. Now, one of my... Ace called him out and said, this is a song that was written by Mr. Paul Stanley, and we're going to do it for you, but we're not using tapes. Now,
I'm sorry. It was funny. I'm sorry.
It is? Okay, so here was my... All right, so I did have one listener who's very near and dear to my heart suggest, what is the chances he was talking about tapes as far as Vinny? How they use tapes... For Vinny? No chance, Sonny?
No.
So,
all right. I love Ace. Karen. Ace is my guy. Ace will always be my guy. And you can send your hate mail on podcastrockcity1@gmail.com.
That's the number one.
Ace, shut up. That's what I got to say to Ace, right? Like, you said it right before you went into a song you didn't write, that is a Kiss song. Like, you can't clown on it and then do the song. Like, do your own songs then and stop clowning on Kiss. But come on, dude. Now, I'm also going to say it at Creatures Fest, whether it's a popular opinion or not, I didn't think Ace was great. Maybe Ace should start using tapes. I don't know. But stop talking about other people. I just don't like that. When I don't like it when Gene does it about Mick Jagger. I don't like Ace doing it about Paul.
I agree.
See, and you can see even in this comment right here, Joel, he's upset about it. He thinks the band is horrible if they're doing this. And, you know, he's been a fan for a very long time. And I understand what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I understand what he's saying. I'm just riding it until the end. It's almost over. And then I'll just be like, it's over. But
then we'll be complaining because we want to go to a Kiss show.
Yeah, it's true. It said
that he doesn't. Brad's upset that Ace doesn't know where Detroit is. Nobody knows where Detroit is, Brad. That's part of the problem.
It says, what bothered me more? Ace said Detroit was on Lake Michigan.
Damn.
Well, maybe he was lip syncing that and it came from somebody else. So here's a few of the comments that I saw. Okay. Most people that went after Ace said,
Joel's comment.
How you guys buy into this terrible band at this point. So
no respect. Sorry. Love you.
Oh, we love you.
Love you.
It's all good. It's all good, Joel. It's all good, man. This is why we're here. Yeah, man. Everybody
gets their opinion. That's what kills me. Some people are like, you're right, you're wrong. It's like, it's an opinion. Every Kiss fan gets to have their opinion. It's not right or wrong. Everybody is entitled to feel how they feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it 100%. So most of the comments were that were there were a lot of comments that were like, Ace has full rights to do this. You know, Paul has never not pulled any punches when it's come to talking about Ace. I will say, they're 100% right. 100% right. Was it the right time? I don't think so. However, I don't think I've ever heard Paul on stage say anything like that about Ace. Have you guys?
No.
Even if he did, he didn't do a Fraley's Comet song right after it.
Okay, thank you. That's a very good point. Okay, right. All right, so that's going to be the first part that we talk about, okay? Should he have... Okay, I put a post out there. Did he have the right to say what he said? And most people said, yes, Sonny, you say...
Oh, he has a right to, because he's an American. He has a right to. That part's no issue. In my opinion, he shouldn't. Because if you're trying to make nice and trying to make sure that the payday's right to be on this end of the road tour, you just got to shut up. Just shut up. Like, I don't understand. Ace has no idea what's going on in the normal part of life, but somehow he knows Paul lip-synced and some fan caught it. Like, how does that happen? I don't understand.
Yeah. No. You're right. Lee, what do you think?
I wish he didn't do it. You know, there's no need for it. But, I mean, I love Ace as much as all you know, I love him. But his playing at Creatures Fest wasn't the best. But, you know, people that throw stones or whatever that saying is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something about glass houses and a beer and some stones. I don't know.
Yeah, there was no need to take a jab like that, I don't think. Or he's just trying to be funny. You know, he's probably like,
that's a good point, you know. But I think Ace is smart enough to know that it'll get back to Paul and Paul will see it and it'll stick him in the ribs a little bit with a knife.
Yeah.
And it also Ace doesn't do Fraley's Comets. Somebody posted Fraley Comet songs.
I'll call it on how Paul's gonna stick Ace in the ribs. Somewhere, possibly the UK, when Kiss plays there. First of all, we're here, unlike some of our brothers that don't ever make it here. And second, here's a song for you that I actually wrote that I should actually do, and other people should stay away from it. Detroit Rock City. That's how he's going to get back at
him. And then we're going to see it, and then we're going to hear about it. And I don't want that because all that means is the chances of them getting together for one more song is shrinking.
Is shrinking. Ace, come on.
Maybe he just doesn't give a shit. All right, listen, before we keep going, you guys are watching live right now. This is what I want you to do. If you're on Facebook, hit the thumbs up or the heart or whatever it is that you hit. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe, hit the bell, hit the like, whatever they are. Thank you very much. Please do that for us. So I personally think that I wish he would have just not done it from the stage. If he'd have done it in an interview, it would have been a little different. But, you know, like Sonny said, you're about to play a song that this dude wrote that you didn't write, that right. You're about to make money off of. And, you know, it's like...
Poor taste, a little bit.
Yeah. Now, has Paul ever shied away from making fun of Ace Fraley? Hell no. So I understand why Ace might think it's fair game. You know, Paul talks about me. I talk about him. And maybe he does it more often, you know, now, you know, because he is sober and he pays attention and he hears it and he knows it. And when something like that happens, he's not afraid to say something. Of course, you know, I'm talking out my ass because I don't know Ace. But so let's see. The Spiritual Hammer says Ace is playing as sloppy as it is more possible than how Paul's voice sounds compared
passable.
To passable. My bad. It looks like an O from here because of these stupid glasses. Compared to what Paul used to
go sound fund like. Me for new glasses for Joe.
Yes. Hey, yeah. No, don't do that. Because then I don't. Yeah. I can afford glasses. Anyway, Yeah. All right. So that's the thing that I've been hearing a lot of. Ace shouldn't talk about Paul singing because Ace could never sing. That's one of the things that I get. I saw a ton of this. Lots of yelling into the microphone. And then, you know, people were always like, it's like listening to Edith Bunker sing songs. This is their
Come
words.
On.
You know. And the truth is he's not a singer, like in the sense that Paul Stanley was a singer. And people are going,
a different style.
Sure. No, that's true. But Ace could never do what Paul does.
Sure.
And that was the thing. It's like jabbing at him. It'd be like me saying, oh, that guy's not so smart, even though he invented the electric car. And then I meet him and he does something dumb or bad. And I go, oh, what a dummy. And he's not even, I could never have invented the electric car. So, or could I? But I'm just saying that, if you can't do it, but criticizing people is what we do here in the United States. And judging people is what we do. Even though a good book says thou, I'm kidding. I was about to go to a Bible verse, but I don't know it. oh man, that's terrible. I'm going to get a lot of crap for that. So Ace is singing. It's not the same as what Paul does.
Yeah. And I think, you said Ace could never do what Paul does. True. Paul will never be as cool as Ace either, to me anyway, right? To me, Ace is cooler, and the cool factor is hard to mimic. You're never going to be that. You might be the better singer. Who's the better guitar player? I guess that depends on what kind of guitar player you're looking for. But who's cooler? In the end, I think Ace is cooler.
We all have our favorite character.
Yeah, we all have our favorite.
Peter Criss used backing tracks in Kiss Meets the Phantom. Sorry to drag Peter in.
Oh man,
it's true. It was one of the guys from Scooby-Doo.
We're just ordinary people.
Well, it's true. All right, so this is really one of those subjects where it's kind of hard to deal with, and it, once again, it's like watching your mom and dad argue, or mom taking. It's one thing if you're driving down the road and you just got a ice cream with your dad and you're like, you enjoy the ice cream. Oh yeah, I like the ice cream. Dad, mom says you shouldn't have the ice cream. Oh, mom says, mom's not around and nobody's going to hear it, but everybody heard this. And like, it broke news. This is one of the things it broke news to the point where people posted just Ace on YouTube saying something. It got 30,000 views. 30,000 people going over and over. Oh, I want to watch that again. Oh, I want to watch that again. Or, 30,000 people wanted to see Ace take a jab at Paul. It's pretty interesting to me. Is that really news, Sonny?
It's news in the Kiss world. I'll tell you that I would have felt completely different with it if he wasn't doing a Kiss song right afterwards that Paul wrote. Right? If it just, I don't know, Dee Snider's out there doing Twisted Sister right now and he says something about Paul using backing track, I really wouldn't care unless the next song he does is Rock and Roll All Night.
Right.
Right? That's what sent me over the edge. It's like, really, dude? Now? Like, you couldn't do it during the Shock Me solo or something? Like, why is it got to be right before Detroit Rock City?
Yeah, a song that I put into my set list because I didn't want to put anything I wrote from the 80s in the set list. It's like, still, once again, I want to make sure because I know Ace watches. I'm not saying that it was bad for you to do it because you get your shots. You get shot at. It's time. You shoot back, I guess, I'm not saying that Paul doesn't deserve a little shot back from you because you feel it would feel personal. There's a constant. If you go online, there's 900 videos where Paul and Gene are saying things about Ace, mm-hmm. And then maybe only 300 where Ace is saying something about them. But bad timing. I think it was like Sonny said and Lee said, poor timing. You know, I think that the crowd got a laugh out of it, but there were probably some people there that were turned off as well. You think, Lee?
Probably, yeah. People that love Paul will be offended.
Sonny, you got a funny look on your face. Like,
I think I don't know. Thought it was funny.
If I was there live, I would have just laughed it away and probably thought about it later.
Yeah, true.
Right? Live, it's tougher, right? Because you got all the energy and you're there to see Ace.
Right.
Right? So why would you, whatever he says. I mean, Karabi called everybody poor in the back of the room about government cheese. I thought it was funny. Right? There's probably people didn't think that was funny.
Yeah. I would have laughed if I was there, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Tatiana, she posted this comment. So it says, Kiss are on top of their game right now. They have never been better. Paul's words. I am sure Ace and Peter did not like that either. That's a good point. You know, Kiss has probably had a few tops of their games.
Yeah. But what Paul's supposed to say? Well, we're not as good as 1976, but come spend $100 anyway.
Right. He's not going to say that. Yeah. Got to toot your own horn.
Ray wrote, as much as I love all those guys, at this point, it's grumpier old men. That is,
and that is absolutely true.
That is
you
a good
kids
point.
Get off my stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your guys' comments today are amazing. What would Sinking Stanley say
Sinking
about this?
Stanley.
Well, no, there's a YouTube page.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter.
I did see that. Oh my
God. Where the guy, doesn't he look like that Tiger guy or what's that show? Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Yeah, it looks like that guy and the mouth moves and anyway. Here's a comment. It says Joey looks very pretty today.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sonny, as a compliment. I saw him just a few weeks ago. He's got a sweet ass too. Ray, let's see. Your comments are great. Shouldn't Kiss or at least Paul address it? Yes, I agree.
I disagree.
I don't think he will. I don't think he should. They're just gonna overlook it.
I don't think he should. Joe, you're on stage and you mess up something. You're gonna go 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later, and say, hey, that thing I messed up back there, it's all over YouTube. Sorry, guys.
I'm not going to take it back. Come on. No.
The comments are so funny.
These are funny. They're making me laugh.
Karabi's government cheese comment was classic, Sonny. Joel, poor Joel. Take a deep breath and take a shot of something, Joel. I feel you're really he's even saying it. I'm so angry.
He's angry today.
All right. So I guess is there anything else you guys could think about that you wanted to talk about? Lee, did you see any other news? Oh, wait. The new Off the Soundboard came out.
Oh yeah, we were going to talk about that.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that last week. So, Sonny, did you get it?
I did not get it because I don't buy those, but I did listen to it on Spotify.
Okay, and what'd you think?
I am a believer that there is no way Paul has control over what is being put out because Paul's guitar doesn't show up in like 13 of the songs. Like, you can't even hear. Paul vocally sounds amazing on that soundboard. Gene is the one that sounded rough to me. But you cannot hear Paul's guitar. Like, right out of the gate, it's like, is that only Ace? Ooh.
But
Ace,
man,
has kind of been sloppy all the time. But in the end, Ace is kind of the hero of this whole thing because his guitar solos sound awesome
when that's all
you can hear.
Yeah. I want to Lee, did you get it?
I did. I got the CD because I don't have my record player set up. But, man, the bass sounds sick in it. Like
the bass. Yeah,
I'm a bass player, so that's what my mind goes to. But man, it sounds so sweet. And Gene, so underrated, man. His live stuff, that's what I used to listen to, the live recordings to, you know, see what bass lines he was doing, because he beefs them up so much. It sounded so good to me. Hearing Peter's vocals in the background, I love it. I mean, it was just bringing me back to that whole, you know, the first reunion tour. The first reunion tour I went to was Orlando, and I remember just sobbing during Black Diamond, just sobbing because I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it that I was seeing Kiss again, you know. And
that's awesome.
When I listened to Black Diamond on this, I got those same chills that brought me right back to that tour, you know. So I thought it sounded great. I mean, I know I do agree about Paul's guitar, but man, the bass sounds sweet on it.
It did. It is thumping. I'll tell you this, my favorite part, and I was going to take a sample, but I decided against it because I don't need any more shit from YouTube. But I loved it when Ace said something and then goes, "Make some noise. I'm about to blow some shit up."
Yeah.
So great.
I was like,
"Now that's good."
And that was when he was doing his solo and he was launching the rockets or whatever. And I was like, "Oh my God." He just said, "I'm going to blow some shit up." Perfect. That is the funniest damn thing. Yeah. So let me tell you guys the set list on that. Deuce, King of the Nighttime World, Do You Love Me, Calling Dr. Love, Cold Gin, Let Me Go, Rock and Roll, Shout It Out Loud, Watching You, Firehouse, Shock Me, Strutter, God of Thunder, Love Gun, 100,000 Years, Black Diamond, Detroit Rock City, Rock and Roll All Night.
That was a nice list.
That's a solid set.
And Ace wore the hell out of that toggle switch. And man, I am a sucker for it. Every
you were
time.
Loving it. You were
every
loving
time.
It.
Oh my God. Right. It's so, just weird not to hear Paul's parts because it's like, wow, the songs sound really empty without Paul's parts. But then you don't normally hear all the stuff Gene's doing. So that's awesome.
Man.
So so the next one is Des Moines. 1977, September 9th, I have to go on my, I have a, you know, 1,000 Kiss bootlegs upstairs. I got to go and look
Same.
And see if
I have so many.
See if I have this and take a listen to it and see. Now, all I can tell you is all what we're seeing from these things have to be, I mean, it's just that they're bootlegs, right? I mean, they're not supposed to be professional sounding, right? Sonny, is that what we've always thought?
I think that's what the thought process is, but I think they're getting released by Universal. So I don't know if you can call it a bootleg. I think you more call it a, it's not a studio recording. It's not polished up live. Otherwise somebody would have fixed all those levels. But
yeah, a few different things they probably would have fixed.
You think they would have fixed a little bit, I don't know, in this day and age, but
yeah.
Well,
did you notice that Paul's raps were a little dirtier?
They like were still, cussing a little more.
Yeah. 96. Yes. I mean, he was still a little dirty. Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. That well, you know, in the 80s and the early 90s, he was dirtier than he was in the 70s.
A little raunchier.
Uh-huh. And he was talking, you know, in the 80s, he was talking about stuffing turkeys. So, which was, I never really, it was crazy. But the... We're going to get another Peter, Ace, Gene, Paul record. Do you think it's possible, Sonny, that we're not going to get any Eric Carr boots or?
God, it seems like that, doesn't it? I don't know. It can't be because they don't think it's going to sell. Like, I just can't imagine. Like, if you don't think it's going to sell, stop dropping stuff that's from the last 10 years. Like, that's stupid, right? So, I don't think that's the problem. It's got to be something involved with the
family
financially.
It's got to be his family or something. Something's there.
I mean, would he have, would they have, I guess maybe they would have the rights to Eric singing and I don't know how that works. Glenn Bennett, My Heart Breaks for You, as he wrote, I thought I might get the new off the soundboard for Father's Day, but I didn't. Stupid kids.
Stupid kids.
Donington 96 was the first time I saw them in makeup, pure magic.
Oh,
Glenn.
Wow, awesome.
Glenn, you're cracking me up. Tatiana.
My heart also, my heart wants to believe possibly that Paul and Gene promised the family that they wouldn't release anything, and it's not about legal rights and blah, 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 is that any of the bad blood that was around during the death and afterwards and in the book and blah, 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 that kind of got washed away by a gentleman's agreement that, look, we're not going to do anything with Eric without you, and if you say no, we won't do it.
Well, what about the DVD sets that they put out had Eric on them, right?
Yeah, but those probably got signed off, I would think.
Yeah, okay. So what you're saying is the family says yes or no, and they go with it from there.
And they go with it no matter who has the legal binding or whatever, that it's, you know, just set up to be friendly.
I wonder how many people are going to write me letters that say, does Sonny really think Kiss gives a shit about what Eric Carr's family thinks?
I think so. I think in the end, I think so. Well, at least my heart wants to think so.
Yes.
So Chuck McFarland said, I think I'm done with Kiss off the soundboard until they release something from the 80s. I get it. I mean, that's what we are waiting. We are all waiting on something with Eric Carr and maybe even Vinnie Vincent, you know? Something where the two of them are playing together, or, you know, I can tell you, please do not release the Animalize live uncensored on record. We all have it already. We don't need to go out and buy it, although I would buy it.
And they're going to release it in five different colors, and you're going to have all five colors.
It says, somebody wrote, they cut 20 minutes from the original show, Josh said.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is interesting too. It says the Creatures box set will have Eric, right? That's coming out.
We're
soon.
Hoping so. Yeah, we're assuming that comes with a DVD.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be nice.
Yeah, I don't want the Rio show though. Please don't give me, unless it's completely uncut and all the stage wraps are in there, because we don't have any of that. I don't think. I think it's all cut up and, you know, just song by song by song. All right. So this has been fun. This has been a good show. Let me look at the last couple comments. There is an amazing soundboard recording from Albuquerque, New Mexico in early 84. Eric and Vinny both sound amazing. I was at that show and it was maybe 3/4 full, but they were awesome. I mean, you know, we got to write letters. If we keep buying them, they keep making them. So eventually one's going to come around that, you know, but I got it now on my phone through iTunes because it was $12. It wasn't, you know, $40 for the vinyl, which is what I like to collect, but I'm not going to buy the vinyl anymore. It's, you know, it's $40 for this, you know,
unless it's KTEL and you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, you know, I'll buy 13 of those for $40.
Well, that's 13. Okay. So this has been fun. I really appreciate you guys being here. Let's see. Next week, I don't know who's going to be on because everybody's traveling and touring and everything else, but we'll be here. Lee's going to be here. Sonny's going to be here. I'll be here, and maybe Joey, and maybe Brent. We're going to have a full house. It's going to be really awesome. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No. Again, happy Father's Day to the fathers out there, and thanks for hanging out with us.
Lee.
Happy Father's Day. This is always fun. I'm enjoying it. Thanks for having me back, Joe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to make a comment real quick. Tom from Shout It Out Loudcast lost his wife a couple of weeks ago, and we had just spent an entire weekend with Tom. He was in a great mood. He was great with us, and then he went home to unfortunately have his wife pass away. It's terrible when something like this happens to a friend. I want you guys to know that they are doing a fundraiser to raise money to put Tom's son in for helping for school. He graduated high school, I believe, Sonny, the same day his mother passed.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you guys, I have a link on the Facebook page. If you guys could go donate $10, you don't have to donate 50. Donate 10. $5. If you got $5, donate the $5. It's going to help. We have this friend of ours, and they put on a great show at Shout It Out Loudcast. And he's in need right now. So and I'm not sure that it's like, you know, I don't want it to sound like in need, like he's hopeless, because that's not Tom. But, you know, the community of KISS and of the listeners to his show and our show, you know, are getting together and trying to do something nice for him because he's put in a bad situation. So if you get the opportunity, please go on to our Facebook page and click the link and donate a few bucks, even if it's just, you know, $5. Anything is going to help. And it's a positive thing. You know what I'm going to say? We love KISS and we love KISS podcasts. Most of them we don't like. But there are a few that we do like. I can tell you this. One of them that I like has 3 in the number, in the name, but there's 4 people. It's really weird. So you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. KISS! It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us. Yeah.